Previously on the original.
Hello, Nick.
Rebecca.
You know who I am. Tell our brothers I'll be coming to see them soon.
Do you renounce your alpha status?
These attacks, they're only going to get worse. We need to get buried as soon as possible.
I curse you to this body, a meaningless, lonely death.
Nicholas.
Finn knows about hope, about everything.
He is on his way. Gas has pervaded every single room in this home. Goodbye, brother.
I just need to find a payphone. Brave, at least I could choose what's my...
Whoever's out there, if you try anything, I will gouge out your eyes!
Actually, no. It's probably not necessary.
What the hell happened back there?
Discussion for the car. Move. What do you think you're doing?
Oh, I just got there on the road, so I'm going to go to them and get my daughter. Do not tell me that it's not safe. I'll tell you what's not safe. Blowing up a house just to keep your evil brother from finding
him. We will deal with Finn.
And then what? Every time you kill him, he's just going to jump into another body.
We tried running. We tried hiding. Neither will work.
So what's your bright idea?
As it happens, I'm working on a plan as we speak, one which will be bolstered greatly if you just calm down and keep your eye on the prize.
Manage me. I have every right.
Hayley, you're getting married today. An act which will seal the loyalty of all the wolves that answer to Finn. You will be queen to an army. And a queen does not run.
Well, you still don't look so good.
It's worse than the Halloween hangover of 2011.
I went after Aiden, didn't I?
No, he was up all day, all night with you until Marcel called and said that the spell was broken.
You guys totally saved my ass.
Yeah, well, don't mention it. There you go, there's a little go juice. So you should be, going.
So where were you yesterday?
Oh, you know, being a hero. Saving the day, the usual.
Oh, and you didn't think I could help?
Well, you were with your mate.
You can't call me, it takes 10 seconds.
Ooh, this is a right proper spat we're having. It's almost as if we're, what is that phrase? Going steady.
You wish.
Maybe. And maybe I can make it up to you by, finishing a mystical dagger, would you say?
All those alphas dead.
That's a lot of wolves that are going to want revenge.
Let me make it clear the witches were behind this. The vampires were manipulated by dark magic. This wasn't their fault.
Gentlemen. I come bearing gifts.
The hell did you do?
I removed the heads of the wolf leaders who refused to relinquish Finn's moonlight rings.
You brought me a bag of werewolf heads.
Why? I'd hoped you'd see it as an early wedding present. Besides, I can't have witch sympathizers in my army.
The wolves are not now, nor ever will be your army.
You know, you are a brave and selfless leader, Jackson. And I'm positive you'll remain so for the entire duration of your reign. Festivities begin at 8 at my compound. Spread the word and do arrive early enough to clean yourself up. It's your wedding day, for God's sake.
Am I crazy, or did he just do his version of a nice thing?
never done this before, remember?
I've never actually completed the spell itself, but then I've never had an accomplice quite as powerful as you.
So, let's do it then.
Let's do it.
Takes its toll, doesn't it? And you hide that for now, okay? Because today we've got a reason to celebrate. Come to the wedding with me.
Fine. But if there's music, we're dancing.
It's your brother. I need a favor.
All right, bad news first. I will have to miss your nuptials. Cole has a bit of a life and death matter he needs help dealing with.
Anything I can do, Rebecca?
It's witch business, which now seems to be my thing. Besides, you have enough to deal with. On that note, now it's white, which won't fool anyone, but you can't get married in skinny jeans and combat boots.
Oh, Rebecca.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I happen to be the only woman alive who's commissioned wedding dresses in 5 different centuries. And then maybe down the aisle, of course.
Wow. You know, it's not too late. From what I understand, Marcel is still single. Have you told him yet that you're... you?
I thought I'd hold off on that for the moment. Only complicates matters, and I'm not exactly sure how long this is going to last.
Right.
Haley, I wanted to say. Now, you may be marrying Jackson Kenner of the... boozy backwater cannons. But you're still one of us. A Michelson. Always will be.
Gosh, that would be such a nice compliment if it didn't link me to so many homicidal lunatics.
Thanks for coming. I know I owe you a massive... apology. Scared the hell out of me. I know, and I'm sorry. Just...
look,
Haley and Jackson are getting married today. Quarter's gonna be packed with wolves. Okay, and after this wedding, our whole pack will inherit Haley's control of her wolf form. It means wolves will be able to turn at will. We'll be that much more deadly to vampires to you. I think...
We need a timeout.
Whoa. I'm sorry, is this the world's worst breakup speech? Because if so, just say it like it is. You want to call things off because it'd look weird for the werewolf VP to be dating me.
No, dating me puts a target on your back. I'm just trying to keep you safe.
You know what? I can't remember the last time I was safe.
Josh.
Oh, I so do not belong in your world.
My world? Give me some credit. I'm not exactly the kind of girl who sat around fantasizing about her wedding day. And if I had, it probably would have looked a little less this.
Yeah. You getting cold feet?
No. This is what's right. For hope, for our pack.
Haley. If I might intrude, there's someone who wishes to say hello.
You brought them here? Finn could be anywhere.
I've taken precautions. There'll be no uninvited guests at your wedding, and after, your pack will be the first line of defense to this home. No more running, Queen.
Daughter's return would please you.
I'm overjoyed. And I'll be even more so, provided you do nothing to dissuade Haley from going through with this wedding.
Is there something you wish to discuss, Nika?
Everybody knows you're in love with her. But Haley has a duty to this family, and so do you.
I was under the impression this was Haley's choice. Tell me you did nothing to bully this decision.
We're mobilizing an army. She will do what is asked of her. And you will do nothing to prevent that.
Unless, of course, I learn that she was pressured to sacrificing her freedom in the name of some political alliance.
Haley is putting family first. I suggest you do the same.
Family is always first.
Well, then. We won't have a problem, will we?
Calm down. You need to keep your wits if you're to beat this.
There's no beating it. It's latched on like a vice.
So you're giving up? What happened to the brother I used to know? One who laughed death in the face?
That's a lot easier to do when you haven't died already once. I hated it the first time.
The ironic thing is I actually prefer this go-round. Being a witch. No heightened emotion, no bloodlust. It's just me. For a while, anyway.
Oh, I still can't believe that you're here.
How? Mommy has to go and do this big thing. But don't worry. Cammy will watch you. And after that, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
I understand this arrangement is important to you. your cause, and I would do nothing to dissuade you from it. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you at least once.
Don't say it. Ever since the first day that I met you, I have felt everything for you. And all this time, you were never able to say how you feel about me. And I get it. You can't just be the guy who says how he feels. With him. And I just want to be happy, Elisha. So whatever you're going to say to me, please don't say it.
That?
No.
Look, I'm sorry Oliver couldn't be here.
Yeah, me too.
Although I'm sure he'd have a lot to say about me and this get-up in a vampire house.
Yeah.
So you really think the wolves will be cool with the vampires?
You know, not. Screw them. I mean, we're done chasing old grudges. We got real enemies to worry about. This ain't about vamps in general. No, is it?
Look, I know you know about me and Josh. I'm not asking you for permission. Okay?
Good. Because I'm pretty sure we had the love's love talk when you were 17. He's good enough for you. End of discussion.
I'm just the one getting caught in crossfire, you know?
That won't be easy. But we got no chance of winning this fight without something to fight for. Wow.
I think that's my cue.
There's no rule about seeing each other before the ritual, is there?
is everything okay?
Yes. Getting a little nervous. Wanted to see you. Make sure that you weren't wearing a flannel top.
I'm actually glad you're here.
I got something for you.
The stone is moss agate. You were born under a planting moon, so it's your mineral totem. It symbolizes healing and courage, and after everything you've done for our pack, I'd say that's just about right.
I don't know what to say, Jack.
Wearing Rebecca's dress, getting married in Klaus's house, I figured you should have at least one thing that's just yours.
Of course I wait.
Together as a community seeking peace, inspired by the union of this couple before you. There was a time when werewolves saw themselves not as cursed, but as blessed with a connection to our most pure selves. And tonight, we honor that blessing with the long-awaited unification of the two crescent bloodlines. In doing so, we choose to embrace Haley's vampire nature. With this union, Haley will share her unique gifts with her past. And now, your vow.
I pledge to honor and defend you and yours above all others.
Sharing blessings and burdens, to be your advocate, your champion,
to be your comfort, your sanctuary, and for as long as we both shall live,
to be your family,
to be your family.
You two have endured all the traditional werewolf rituals and trials. There's only one remaining. Jackson, you may kiss your bride.
All too often. What are you planning?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Jackson marries the mother of your child.
In our home, solidifying his rule over the wolves you yourself once sought to control. Talk to me.
That Jackson has Haley. Although he isn't exactly fit to lead an army tasked with protecting my daughter, his reign will be short-lived.
If thus you can honestly believe that I would allow you to harm Jackson on the day of Haley's wedding.
He's not one of us, Elijah. He's mortal. Mortals perish.
What are you doing?
Confide in me, brother. How does it feel when you see Haley look at him?
You have some warning.
Face the facts. You're even now forcing yourself to deny. You want Jackson dead. Just as much as I do. In fact, I think you want it more.
I
for you to be my chaperone the entire evening, brother.
Chaperone, steward, babysitter, whichever term tickles your fancy most, brother. You are welcome to indulge whomever and whatever you please. I would only ask you to refrain from any homicidal behavior.
Just one day back, and already you've more than fulfilled your quota for irritating brotherly conduct.
Let me make myself quite clear, in class. So long as Jackson brings even an inkling of joy into Haley's life, you are not to go near him.
It's amusing listening to you defending the man who married the woman you love, but then you've always coveted that which is not yours to have.
Just listen to yourself, fueled by your delusions of persecution. Think, Niklas. If you kill Jackson, the wolves will descend into chaos. You're acting out of fear. Terrified that Jackson might be a better father to Hope.
Do not bring the child into this.
Your child arrived here today. Her security strengthened by those wolves that would defend her, and you would jeopardize that alliance. Niklas, you yourself even mentioned, had you been raised by Ansel, you might have been a better man. Now, perhaps a better man has entered Hope's life, and seeing that, you are shaken to your core.
You have the audacity to analyze me. That's ambitious, considering your psychological deficiencies. How was your time with my therapist? Was it helpful? Because it was a great risk, leaving you alone with her. These days, who knows what you might do?
I have stood by you, and I have defended you for as long as I can recall. And in the name of your daughter and her mother, I will not watch you commit this evil.
You okay?
Yeah, totally. My boyfriend and his buddies are super wolves now. It's gonna be awesome.
Hey, at least your boyfriend showed up.
Oh, come on.
Set. Cole, what's up?
Aren't you excited?
Your eyes cold.
You just be okay. Finn, you got a bit perturbed. We went to rescue Josh. And I thought I was going to be okay, but I'm running out of time.
Oh, she's probably just teething.
Thank you for taking care of her.
She's actually pretty low maintenance. She's been smiling and looking all around. I think she likes it here. It feels like home. You want to hold her? I know this all must be pretty overwhelming, but some advice I learned from developmental psych. Happy mom. Happy dad. Happy baby.
This won't be easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Haley, if you would join me, I'd like to propose a toast. I want to welcome you all. As you know, Last spring, Haley and I had a daughter. Due to tragic circumstance, she was lost. Now, she has returned home. Her name is Hope. And she will live here, among you. Her pack, her family. We implore you, protect our daughter. Teach her. Love her as one of your own. Jackson, I invite you and your bride to live here, uniting your proud and noble people in peace. Welcome to the family, mate. To Jackson and Haley.
Transubstantiation. We combine this with the protection spell.
Finn's spell blocks that. The body called Finn's already dying. We need to jump him into a new one.
We can't just pick another body at the farmer's market. We don't even have a spell for that.
Thanks.
Will you give me a minute alone with Davina?
A lovely ceremony.
It was. Thank you for being there.
Well, the wolves are unified. Hope is safe. Everything is exactly as you intended. So in the interest of maintaining the peace, I have decided to join Marcel in Algiers. I believe with the correct instruction and guidance, his community may well prosper.
You're moving out. Elijah, this is your home.
My long, long life, I've called many places home, Haley.
I didn't know how Klaus would ask Jack and me to live here, but that doesn't mean that you have to leave.
Elijah.
Must you intrude on every moment?
I'm not here to quarrel, brother.
It's cold. I couldn't help him. He's not gonna last the night.
You know that girl?
Think I might.
Admit the stars are lovely.
How can you joke right now?
No. Under the same stars, there's some guy. And he's with this girl. And he's got all the time in the world, and he's right.
Okay.
just want to be alone for this bit.
I'm afraid that's not an option.
Always and forever is not just something you weasel out of, brother.
Everybody's headed home. A what?
A wedding night. Awkward. Knowing you, I'm thinking you probably just want to stay up all night watching Hope sleep. That sounds good to me.
Jack. When I told you that the wedding was the right thing to do for our pack, there's something else that I should have told you. I should have told you that when I first got to New Orleans, I was terrified, pregnant for a long time, basically alone. And then one night a wolf appeared out of the woods and I knew that I was safe. From the moment I saw you, I knew I could trust you. You never made me feel ashamed about being a hybrid or questioned why I had to lie to you about Hope.
I told you I love you. I meant it.
Yeah. And that's the first time anyone's ever said that to me. I want you to know that I didn't marry you for all those people. I married you for me. That's what I should have told you.
A witch, and we will consecrate your body. You will join the ancestors of the French Quarter, and those spirits can be brought back. And I promise you, brother, I will not leave this body until I find a way to bring you
do.
It took a while, but I healed you.
brought you back from death. Using this?
Your pendant. You said it would protect me.
It's a talisman used to focus my power. I knew it would be dangerous to face Elijah. I didn't want you to be hurt.
Just like when we were children. I seem to recall you were always defending me.
You're my brother, Finn. I love you, and we'll need to protect each other. If Dahlia has sensed Klaus's child, she's already on her way.
Niklaus used magic to cloak the baby from my mother. It's going to take a bit of time before Dahlia finds...
You don't understand. Esther was nothing compared to Dahlia. I was taken when I was only 5 years old. I had just started to display a potential for magic. It is the magic that will draw Dahlia. It will serve as a beacon, calling her. Dahlia will come. And she will take what's hers.